Good morning, we continue. Regarding Hilchos Shabbos, we're in Klal Yizayin, we're studying Siman Dalet. The Chayim talks about the counts of Avin, Teichun, Acher Teichun, and Tchino, Acher Tchino. Once the far lechem, a person can take bread and break it up into pieces. Feel dak dak, even if the pieces are very small, which theoretically there would be a problem with barer, it's mutter, hol kvar nitzchan, and Tchino, Acher Tchino. So we have a klal, the Torah doesn't apply two times. But the Bira Gro brings Yerushalmi says, Mullin is a molul, you're allowed to grind something which already is ground. Mutzin is a mutzah, poifin is a ofoy, mavash is a bushel. You're allowed to bake that which has been baked, you're allowed to cook that which has been cooked, you're allowed to grind that which has been ground. So when we get to Bishul, we'll discuss the concept of in Bishul, Acher Bishul. But Yerushalmi seems to have to be very clear that Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. And he says the same way, there's a concept of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul. There's a concept of Ein Teichen Acher Teichen. So even though the item is changed in the middle, but since it was made into flour, and that's what made into bread, so the original Tchina, in a certain sense, is still effective. It's only bread because of the original Tchina. So that's what allows one to say the rule of Ein Teichen Acher Teichen. If, however, the original Tchina is totally voided, so a person took a clod of earth, ground it up, mixed it with water, and made some mud. Well, as it dried out, it started falling apart again. It became a lump. Now you want to break it down into smaller pieces. Ein Teichen Acher Teichen was ground one time. That original grinding has become a thing of the past. It no longer looks like it was ground. It became a cloud of earth again. So it reverted back to its original state. So in this situation, it reverts back to the original state. The rule of Ein Teichen Acher Teichen does not apply. But the case of the bread, it doesn't go back to its original state. The original tchinim took it from kernels of grain into flour. The flour is what allowed it to become bread. You cannot cook, you cannot bake kernels of grain and make bread. But once it's flour, you could. So the flour changed it significantly. The making the flour changed it in a way which is permanent. It's still liquor. The reason why it's bread is only because it was flour. So you don't necessarily see flour; you see bread. But the impact that the action did is still there. So then you say the rule of Ein Teichen Acher Teichen. So a person is allowed to take bread and grind it up into small pieces. Similarly, according to this, Mishnah Berurah says, person wants to grind up matzah, make it into what's known as matzah mel, which is ground up matzah. So a person is allowed to grind up matzah because Ein Teichen Acher Teichen was kernels of wheat, it was ground, it became flour. Excuse me, you added water, you did lush, and then you baked it. So the only reason why this is possible to do this is because it was ground originally. So that the concept of Ein Teichen Acher Teichen is relevant. One is allowed to be mekel to break a bread into small pieces. Not with a kli. A person cannot do it with a kli, because here clearly the issue would be the concept of Abdur Chal. Okay. V'yesh lizor davka lechol alter. The mixes of poskim gamba zechayim. However, this opinion that the chayyarim is going on, there are chulkim, those who disagree, the Nishma Sodom, the pirush of the chayyarim wrote on his sefer, he writes a footnote where he says that the Rashba disagrees with this halacha. The Rashba holds that there's no head to be teichen acher teichen. But if it's samach l'suda, you're allowed to break it into small pieces. If it's samach l'suda, the person wants to take old bread and break it up into very small pieces and use it as in the salad. So a person, according to the first opinion, a person could do that. And there's no time limit. He could do it 5 hours before the meal. It does not need to be immediately adjacent to the meal. However, according to this opinion that Teichen Acher Teichen applies, it would be better that a person should avoid the machlokes I only do it samach l'suda. And because samach l'suda, you have this heter of la'alter, and that's why it's going to be mutter. The Mishabura, however, Paskin is not like the Shita. He does not chash his halacha myself for the Rash, but he says that a person once you meet the criteria of what's called a original tchina, a new tchina, that applies. So you're allowed to break bread into very small pieces, even if it's not samach l'suda, even if it's zman merupa. It's going to be mutter, according to Mishabura. Have a good day.